Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Ahmadinejad. He's here. The President of the Islamic Republic of Iran has arrived in Beirut to a tumultuous reception. Thousands of Lebanese Shia lined the streets from the airport into the capital, cheering as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's motorcade slowly passed. Loudspeakers blared out patriotic Hezbollah songs. The President stood in the car and waved as sweets were thrown towards the vehicle in the traditional Arabic welcome. The route was lined with Hezbollah flags and giant billboards bearing the President's image. Others showed the late Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Revolution. The President was smiling. He does that a lot. The Ayatollah didn't do smiling. He once said, "There is no humour in Islam," and sought to prove it by frowning at everyone. Hence, his billboard bears a frown. This state visit is perhaps the most significant event in the Middle East this year. Many analysts focus on the aspect of the story which suggests that the visit is proof that Iran now has a de facto border with Israel. This was argued in the earlier Foreign Matters broadcast this week. But of equal and related significance is the impact on the internal politics of Lebanon. As the President arrived, the scenes north of Beirut, where there are far fewer Shia, were very different. In Tripoli, for example, there are massive banners of Mr. Ahmadinejad with a large X across his face. Many in the Sunni, Druze and Christian sections of Lebanon fear the Iranian president. They worry the visit is about cementing Iran's dominance in the country via its proxy army, Hezbollah. If it came to a fight, and it has done in the past, Hezbollah is better trained, armed and funded than any of the militias, or indeed the Lebanese army. So if the anxiety of the various factions is based in reality, then the timing of the visit is no coincidence. Within a few weeks, the UN report into the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri is expected to be published. It's thought it'll name several high-ranking Hezbollah commanders as being involved. This, in turn, will point an accusatory finger at both Syria and Iran, the traditional backers of Hezbollah. At that point, there'll be pressure for Hezbollah to turn over the named commanders to the state authorities, or risk the state going to search for them. The men are likely to have already left the country, but the challenge to Hezbollah will still be made. In a bid to frighten the rest of the country, a Hezbollah MP, Nawaf al-Mousawi, has warned that any Lebanese who accepts the UN ruling will be killed as a collaborator. That should concentrate minds. Seen in this light, the Iranian presidential visit is about reminding the minority groups in Lebanon that the most powerful armed force, Hezbollah, has a powerful state behind it. Iran funds Hezbollah to the tune of $200 million a year. This week's events show that the money, arms, and intelligence flow is not about to dry up. To counter this, the Lebanese Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, son of Rafiq, rushed off to Egypt on Monday to see Hosni Mubarak. If the Shia Hezbollah are in league with Shia Iran, then the leader of Lebanon's Sunnis seeks help from a Sunni country hostile to Iran, Egypt. In a bid to ensure tempers don't flare too much during the two-day visit, the Lebanese authorities have banned the screening of a documentary made by an Iranian about Iran's opposition movement. The Israelis are watching all this with some alarm. The border is on high alert. Ahmadinejad is due there on Thursday. Sudden moves can trigger violence. The 2006 Hezbollah-Israel war was fought over a border incursion. 2 months ago, a senior Israeli officer was shot dead on the Israeli side of the border by a sniper in what looked like a prearranged ambush. Israel also has people in authority who choose to use the language of violence. Knesset member Aryeh Eldad of the National Union chose to say, quote, "History would have been different if in 1939 some Jewish soldier would have succeeded in taking Hitler out. If Ahmadinejad will be in the crosshairs of an IDF rifle when he comes to throw rocks at us, he must not return home alive." Unquote. Calmer minds have probably worked out that for Israel to kill Ahmadinejad would not necessarily change Iranian policy. The Grand Ayatollah holds the most power, and the retaliation would be painful. Besides, there are many people inside Lebanon and elsewhere who want Ahmadinejad dead. They might do the job. It's tempting to look at the Iranian Hezbollah situation through the prism of the relationship with Israel. It's far more complicated than that. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.